Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
So just want to let you guys know that we are partnering with Dubby Energy Drinks. And if you are a person who drinks Dubby or are interested in drinking Dubby, if you go to www.dubby.gg and order Dubby, and in your discount code, type IDULTING10, you'll get 10% off your purchase.
Hello. Welcome back. On today's episode, we're going to talk about something vitally important to development as a person and as an adult. We're going to talk about self-leadership. It's something that's a passion of mine and has been for a very long time. I developed it as early as scouting and have continued to develop it throughout my professional and personal career. For young adults navigating the transition from structured education like high school or college to the open-ended landscape of a career and personal life, self-leadership is not just a desirable trait, it's essential. Without it, you're just going to sit around all day and binge Netflix and get nothing done. You're going to get overwhelmed with life. It's basically going to run you over. It's the internal drive that helps with purpose and resilience and achievement in a world of endless choices. And studies tell us that if you have too many choices, you get stuck. So it's vitally important that you develop your own self-leadership so you can get through these things. There's unprecedented challenges that you're going to come across. And some of those challenges, other adults with more life experience may look at you and think, okay, so get over it. And I see memes all the time about tough guys that want to develop the mindset of, well, that just happened. Fuck it. I'll figure it out. That's why it's important to develop self-leadership. And to master the ability to lead oneself is a foundation upon which a successful and fulfilling adult life is built. It's really, really important for you guys to start figuring this out.
Now, why is self-leadership crucial to young adults? It's crucial because it's the practice of intentionally influencing your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own behaviors in a way that gets you to achieve your objectives. For young adults, the importance is multifaceted, impacting everything from your career trajectory to your mental well-being.
It's truly foundational for career success. In today's dynamic job market, employers seek individuals who are proactive, adaptable, and take ownership of their roles in the organization. Self-leadership directly translates into these sought-after qualities. Young adults who can manage their time effectively, set personal performance goals, and motivate themselves to learn and grow are better positioned for promotion and greater responsibility within the workplace. They are not waiting to be told what to do. They are actively seeking opportunities to contribute, add value, and improve.
Enhanced decision-making and problem-solving. The path of a young adult is paved with critical decisions, with what career to pursue, where to live, how to manage your finances, and what relationships to create. Self-leadership, rooted in self-awareness, equips individuals to make choices that align with their core values and their long-term aspirations. It fosters the ability to think critically, assess situations from multiple perspectives, and devise creative solutions to the inevitable obstacles that arise in life.
It can be very important to improve mental and emotional well-being. We've all seen examples of employees and friends and family that just don't handle things well. And the pressures on young adults today, they're immense. They're leading to rising rates of anxiety and stress. Self-leadership provides you powerful tools to help manage your mental health and get out of the maze of traps. By developing skills in self-regulation, positive self-talk, young adults can better navigate setbacks, manage difficult emotions, and cultivate a resilient mindset. This internal locus of control fosters a sense of agency over one's life. What that means is your control comes from inside. You're not waiting for someone outside to constantly tell you what to do. And I can tell you from both sides of that fence, as a supervisor, it's extremely aggravating to have robots that work for you and have to be told everything. And every day is like the first day of work again, versus the employee that takes the initiative, has internal drive, and does what needs to get done.
Self-leadership is the catalyst for continuous personal development. It encourages a mindset of lifelong learning and self-improvement. Young adults who lead themselves are more likely to step out of their comfort zones, embrace new experiences, and learn from their mistakes. This proactive approach to life leads to greater self-confidence and a richer, more purpose-driven existence. And all we hear over and over is, I have no purpose. Start self-leading. Give yourself some purpose.
So that being said, if you're sitting there and you've listened this far, you must be wondering, how is it that young adults can develop this self-leadership when we went through the conveyor belt of schools and colleges and the thinking machines and got dropped out the other end without these skills? And to do that, you have to realize it's an ongoing process of practice and reinforcement. There's some actionable steps that young adults can take to cultivate it, but it takes time. It takes persistence. It takes grit.
Some of the ways you guys can create self-leadership is by practicing self-reflection. Regularly set aside time to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, your strengths, your weaknesses. Journaling, meditation, or simple quiet contemplation can be powerful tools. Ask yourself probing questions. What are my core values? What truly motivates me? What are my recurring patterns of behavior?
Now, this one isn't for the faint of heart, and it's sometimes awkward to even ask. You want to seek feedback. And what that means is you want to ask your coworkers, your subordinates, your supervisors, hey, how am I doing? What can I do better? Actively solicit feedback from trusted mentors, peers, and supervisors. Be open to hearing how others perceive you. I got to warn you, this can sting a bit if they're being honest with you. And you have to understand a few things. First rule, don't get mad at them if they're being honest with you and they're telling you about weaknesses, because sometimes you didn't even see them coming. And they reveal blind spots and provide valuable insight of areas for growth.
Set clear and meaningful goals. Define what you want to achieve in various areas of your life, your career, your education, your personal health. Use the SMART goal framework. SMART means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Use this to create the clear roadmap for your efforts.
You want to develop strong organizational skills. You don't want to be one of those people that looks like Pigpen from the Peanut comics, all over the place, just not put together. You never know where anything is. So you want to have really strong organizational skills. And you do that by learning to prioritize tasks, manage your time effectively, watch out for procrastination, doom scrolling, things that are going to derail you. You want to control, this is a time to control those, and create systems that support your goals. Tools like calendars, to-do lists, and project management apps can be truly invaluable in this area.
Practice self-discipline. This is the ability to follow through on your commitments, even when you don't feel motivated, even when you don't want to. Start with small, consistent actions to build momentum and strengthen your self-control.
And you're going to have to harness the power of constructive and imaginative thinking. You're going to do that by challenging your negative self-talk. We all have some sort of negative self-talk. Sometimes it's such a little voice in your head that you're not even aware of it until you silence and listen. And it's that one that says, you're not good enough. You're going to fail. You know what you say to that one? good. That's fine. I'll learn a lesson and move on. So pay attention to your inner critic and actively challenge unhelpful or inaccurate thoughts. Reframe negative thinking into a more positive and empowering perspective.
Visualize your success. Spend time vividly imagining yourself achieving your goals. This mental rehearsal can boost your confidence and motivation. Create a vision board. It doesn't have to be a big 3x4 foot poster, but it can be something you print offline and you put in a notebook or you put in a binder, just something that you can look through and say, that's what I really want.
Can I tell you where my vision board is?
Where?
Pinterest.
Just someone else's or you created?
No, I created a board on Pinterest and I update it every once in a while. And at least twice a month, I take the time to look at my vision board. I made it years ago and it's very different today because a lot of the things that were on it, I achieved. You guys are going to need to embrace a growth mindset. This isn't the first time we've talked about it, and it certainly won't be the last. You want to view challenges not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities to learn and grow. If at first you don't succeed, try again. If you come to a wall, understand. You can go over it. You can go around it. You can go under it. Maybe you can go right through it. But you have to embrace a growth mindset. You need to believe in your ability to develop your talents and intelligence through dedication and hard, hard work. Yeah, sometimes it sucks, but you got to do the hard thing and keep going.
Proactively seek growth and learning. What does that mean? It means be curious. Create a genuine interest in the world around you. Read widely, ask questions, and be open to new ideas and perspectives.
Step out of your comfort zone. Growth doesn't occur when you're nice and comfy, snuggled up in your comfort zone. Intentionally seek out experiences to challenge you and push you to develop new skills. This could be taking on a new project at work, joining a club, or traveling to an unfamiliar place. For some of you, this could just be talking to someone new, but you need to get out of your comfort zone because that's where the growth is. That discomfort you feel when you're out of it, that's good stuff right there.
Find mentors. Identify people you admire or who have achieved what you aspire to. A good mentor can provide guidance, support, and accountability. If you want to be the next Bill Gates, research him. Look deep. Look to see what he did in his life and how he got there. Make that your mentor and start copying those things. I don't mean copy his work. I mean, copy his method.
And if you're short on resources or you don't know where to start, feel free to stop by idulting.com. Drop us an email. Drop a comment on an episode. I'm going to be honest. We probably won't see it right away. But when we do see it, we'll get back to you. We might be able to help point you in the right direction or give you more or deeper tricks and tips on this. By actively cultivating self-leadership, young adults are going to move from being passive passengers in their own life to becoming the confident and capable drivers of their own destiny. It is the key to unlocking the full potential and building a future of purpose, resilience, and success.
While they are often used interchangeably and are closely related, self-leadership and self-discipline are not the same thing. The most effective way to understand the difference is to think of them in terms of strategy versus tactics.
This is a sentinel part of it, guys. Self-leadership is a broad, overreaching strategy where you have to get to. What's next on the list? While self-discipline is a critical tactic used to execute that strategy. Both seem similar. Both sometimes are hard and suck. But one, self-discipline, leads to self-leadership.
Self-leadership is a comprehensive process for influencing yourself to establish the direction and motivation needed to achieve your goals. It answers the big picture questions. What should I be doing? And why is this important to me?
It involves a high degree of self-awareness, understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and motivations to set a meaningful direction in your life. A person practicing self-leadership doesn't just do things. They do the right things for the right reasons, even when no one is watching.
Now that was the what and the why, and here's the how.
Which is self-discipline, guys. So we have the what and the why in the self-leadership. Self-discipline is the how. And like I said, sometimes it just comes down to getting through the grit, embracing the suck, and doing the hard. Self-discipline is the ability to control your impulses, emotions, and actions, to stay on track and follow through on direction you have set. It is the engine of execution that powers self-leadership. Self-discipline answers the tactical question, how will I get this done? You want to stick to the plan, even when it's hard.
It's about resisting distractions, overcoming procrastination, and demonstrating willpower and resolve. Self-discipline is what makes you go to the gym, even when you don't feel like it, or finish that project instead of watching another episode of a show.
So there's an interesting analogy that can be made. It's the CEO and the manager. Think of yourself and all your endeavors as a company. Your self-leadership is the CEO. The CEO is responsible for setting the company's vision, defining its mission, and deciding on the major strategic goals. While your self-discipline is the manager. The manager takes the CEO's vision and ensures the team executes it. They make sure people show up on time, stay focused on their tasks, and meet the deadlines. A visionary CEO without effective managers will never, ever see their ideas come to life. Likewise, a highly efficient manager with no vision from the CEO will work hard, but may lead the team in the wrong direction or on pointless tasks. So thanks for listening. Just as a reminder, please feel free to comment, to email. We're not like a corporate podcast or anything like that. We're here. We do pay attention to comments. We do check for them. We'll talk to you on the next episode.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.